Talking with C-SPAN founder, guru, eminence, Brian Lamb. Brian, thanks for sitting down with us.
You bet, Nick.
Brian, in 2003, we named you one of our 35 Heroes of Freedom to celebrate our 35th anniversary, and I'll just catch up the viewers with what we wrote. Brian Lamb, the great stone face of C-SPAN, has produced more must-see TV than anyone else in the history of the medium. There's no reason to pick a favorite among the likes of Book Notes, Washington Journal, and all the other C-SPAN fare. But his greatest contribution may well be his first, turning a surveillance camera on the den of iniquity known as the U.S. House of Representatives.
I don't stand by that. Those are your words.
That's right. What are the issues? What are the key issues for you today in terms of the media landscape and regulation of media?
Well, let me just say that it's still to this day, it's still, and this is not regulation, but it's still how much capacity is out there for your programming to be seen. In other words, C-SPAN is not universally, all three channels aren't universally shown on every platform, because there's always, it seems like there's always some kind of a shortage out there of space. There's no shortage yet on the internet. But when it comes to regulation, the industry, and I don't speak ever for the cable industry, the industry always has issues, because if you look at law as it is passed, it's always kind of a jury-rigged process. It's like 30% over here, and you can have X number of radio stations, and you can't do this and can't do that. So there's always going to be an issue. I mean, that's just the way that place is organized over there.
Do you think political discourse is particularly debased now, or angry, or vitriolic, or is it same old, same old?
I think what's going on in talk is fabulous. The hard right, the hard left, I don't care what it is, it's stimulating a lot of people to think. Some people aren't thinking. They have a point of view. That's fine. They've always had that. But we act like this is all new. I mean, remember when they used to strap guns to their belts and go into the House of Representatives and challenge one another to a duel? This is pretty tame stuff.
Who are your political heroes? Do you have political heroes?
No.
Why not?
Well, you know, we've taken the mind.
Do you actually not have them, or are you, you don't want to talk about
it? I don't have them.
Yeah.
People that watch...
You're so filled with hate. No. Anger.
People that watch us think we're up here thinking
right.
about, we have an agenda. Mm-hmm. No agenda. My only agenda has ever been in politics. I mean, I've gone through different stages in my life where I thought I knew what I was talking about. But my only agenda is, how are you going to pay for this? I don't care what you spend it on. That's a decision that the process very carefully can make, or not so carefully. It's, where's the money coming from? It's the money is the biggest issue in the United States. And the debt, and that whole issue, and that's going to be what kills us.
Do you have a politics?
No.
If somebody sifted through, we got like a supercomputer, and sift through all the programming of C-SPAN, and they wouldn't be able to draw a pattern, which is Brian Lamb's secret politics.
Gee, have at it.
Yeah.
That'd be fascinating. What a waste of money. It would be tremendous. I mean, everybody go, oh, wow, now what do I do with it?
What about your hometown? Does that inform who, or how does that inform who you are and what you do?
Indiana at the time used to have a rule that if you worked for state government, the party in power got 2% of your income.
But get out. Like, what is, I mean, even the mafia doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But I really got educated about politics from my father, who was a wholesale beer distributor, required a license from the state,
right.
Would pay money to the Democrat running and the Republican running, and then get furious when the winner wouldn't do what he wanted him to do. And he needed a license, and he loved the fact that he knew the chairman of the Alcoholic Beverage Commission, and he was his personal friend. And it goes on and on. I saw it. I mean, he'd take him to football games with him. He was a friend of our families and all that stuff. And they worked when the governor was elected to get the person that they wanted in as the chairman of the Alcoholic Beverage Commission. It's in a microcosm exactly what we have all over the country. And I said to myself, you know, there's something wrong with this.
Is your demeanor then, is that like the taking a kind of Midwestern reserve to the nth degree?
Yes.
You don't really believe that, do you?
No.
If you could put on a different mask right now, what would it be? Or if you could live your life over again? Obviously, you've really delivered on your early promise.
I'm not anxious to live it over again. If I had to live over again, I'd be a drummer, full time on the road. Mm-hmm. It'd be.
What kind of music would you play, or will you, or do you also like? That's not important.
I would be the backup band for Merle Haggard or Willie Nelson. Either one. And if I couldn't do that, I'd be the roadie with Brenda Lee.
Well, I think we will leave it on that note. I want to thank Brian Lamb of C-SPAN for taking time to talk to Reason TV today. I'm Nick Gillespie. Thank you, Brian.
And thank you, Nick.
Yeah.